It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. For the last two nights, demonstrators have taken to the streets of New York City not only to protest the grand jury verdict in Ferguson, Missouri, but also to voice frustration with the New York Police Department. WNYC's Fred Mogul has followed marchers and spoken with both leaders and rank-and-file protesters, and he joins us now to talk about what's driving them and what's ahead. Fred, what do we know about how these demonstrations came about and evolved over the last two nights? Are there specific leaders and groups organizing them?
There are a lot of small groups that are in contact with each other. People aren't necessarily active members of these groups, but they follow them on Twitter and Facebook and other social media, and word seems like it's been getting out about different gatherings. It's difficult to say that this group started one in Union Square or another group started one in Times Square, but once they got underway, there's some mix of coordination and improvisation. I talked with a guy named Jose LaSalle from a group called Cop Watch and the Trayvon Martin Coordinating Committee, both outposts here in New York. He told me it became clear last night that there were, as you know, different clusters were emerging, they started comparing notes with each other and actually making sure they didn't hook up and didn't combine into one place but fanned out.
We are in contact with each group and the direction they're taking because we want to make sure that we spread all around and hit as many areas as we can.
A lot of this is about staying one step ahead of the police. And the police, we should say, for their part, have instructions to, as Commissioner Bratton put it, give the protesters breathing space as long as they're not hurting anyone.
So did these protesters plan in advance to shut down the Lincoln Tunnel, the FDR Drive, and the Manhattan Bridge?
Even LaSalle couldn't say, you know, who got which idea when. But he said, sort of ideas would emerge as people began marching that they could cause a really memorable, dramatic disruption if they shut down the Lincoln Tunnel. They actually wanted to go into the Lincoln Tunnel, but they were blocked. And other groups, meanwhile, were heading east, and they initially tried to cross the Williamsburg Bridge, and they couldn't do that. So they pivoted south, and someone got it in his head, according to LaSalle, no one knows exactly who, to block the FDR Drive and so forth through the city, across the Manhattan Bridge, up Flatbush Avenue and so forth. All the while people are following this on Twitter, and they're playing, again, this game almost of cat and mouse a little bit with the police.
What are they hoping to achieve?
Well, in the grand scheme of things, they would like to bring down capitalism. They're very explicit about that. People do believe that's possible. They do have more short-term goals as well. You know, they're trying simply in certain regards to vent frustration. They acknowledge things have been getting a little better under Mayor de Blasio and Commissioner Bratton, but they still feel that African Americans are being stopped too much, that officers that shoot black men aren't being held accountable. And so they want society at large, the city, the government, the politicians, to know that that they feel this way and that they will fight back. And LaSalle said, while things have been relatively peaceful and non-confrontational, unlike in Ferguson, things might not stay that way.
So where do they see this going?
Well, you know, there are calls for more protests tonight. There's things about stop. There's hashtag stop the parade tomorrow, block Black Friday. So LaSalle said that there are plans and surprises in the days ahead. He wouldn't say what they are exactly. But, you know, they want people to know that this is in some regards a dry run for what could happen with the Eric Garner case in Staten Island. He's the man who died in a police chokehold. Staten Island District Attorney Dan Donovan is presenting the case to a grand jury. That's expected in the next few weeks. And meanwhile, the NYPD itself has been preparing for that as well. They have officers in Ferguson taking notes about what the crowd's been doing and what law enforcement can be doing.
WNYC's Fred Mogul, thank you so much, Fred.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.